The Midday Report with Mandy Wiener on 702. Let's walk the talk on 92.7
and 106 FM.
But let's start with President Cyril Ramaphosa. He is this afternoon attending an extraordinary double troika summit of heads of state and government SADC meeting in Maputo in Mozambique. That summit is discussing measures to address terrorism in Mozambique. Of course, SADC deeply concerned about the continued terrorist attacks in Cabo Delgado. The government has said that dozens died in that latest assault. Aid groups believe tens of thousands have been displaced. We know one South African was also killed. So SADC is now considering a regional response to the insurgency. What is South Africa going to do here? The US already has a small army special forces team in Mozambique. They're on a training mission there. Mozambique's told the international community what support it needs to deal with this Islamic State-linked insurgency. So we are watching that one closely. And Tukwana Ngatane, EWN reporter, doing that for us. And Tukwana, do we know, has this meeting started? Has the president arrived?
Well, the president arrived this morning, Mandy, and we know that the president of Zimbabwe as well, Emmerson Mnangagwa, left Zimbabwe this morning. Of course, we expect six countries to attend. That's what is called the double troika of SADC. So it includes the organ for politics, defense and security, which is chaired by Botswana, as well as the secretariat or the three countries that form part of the chair of SADC, which is now chaired by Mozambique. So they make up those six countries. So the six heads of state, they're ministers of international relations or foreign affairs. But from South Africa, we also know that the Minister of State Security as well as the Minister of Defense have also accompanied the president. So quite a high power delegation from six countries. They're expected to already be in the meeting in Maputo. And as you said, they are expected to find some sort of a solution for a regional response to what's going on in Cabo Delgado. Mandy?
So, Ntukwana, do we know exactly what is on the agenda today and what kind of policy South Africa is going into this meeting with?
Not yet. I tried to speak to the Department of International Relations this morning, but I haven't really received any answers. But from what the Minister of Botswana, as I said, Botswana is the chair of the Organ on Politics, Defense and Security. From what he said yesterday after the Minister of International Relations and Foreign Affairs met yesterday in Maputo, essentially what they're looking for is a united response. He says that no country in the region should be facing and mustn't be facing terrorist attacks alone. And if you look at the makeup of the region, Mandy, you will realize that in the north of Mozambique, it borders Tanzania. And many, many times people have fled from Mozambique into Tanzania and even into Malawi and other countries in the region. South Africa will not be immune to this, even though it's in the south as well as Eswatini. So the region really has to be working together, according to the ministers of international relations. Whether that will mean that they will deploy some sort of military boots on the ground, that remains to be seen. Mm. But as you said, also, a South African has died in Mozambique. And maybe these countries will also look at how it is that they can help those people who have been affected by the recent insurgents. It began in 2017. It's been quite a while.
Indeed, it has. Something that we have been watching closely. And Tukwana Ngatana, EWN reporter, looking at that Troika SADC meeting that's happening this afternoon.